I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. Yet another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We got a lot to get into this week. Of course, we got the prize picks. Mikey Bear Down Cuz joining the show. Joey Coldcuts joining the show today. And before any of that, you know the drill. We get right into our buy and sell segment of the podcast here. What did you see this weekend that you liked? What did you see this weekend that you didn't? There goes my alarm. I would sell my apartment alarm for sure. This thing has been going off all day. I still have a hangover from Las Vegas from last week. I am congested. I blame it on Allegiant Stadium. I said it's an angry looking stadium. It is. And if the Raiders lose while you're in that stadium, they're going to make you pay. Could be with a horrific cold, could be with a whole lot of money lost. Raiders Stadium is an angry stadium and they make you pay. I am still fighting a hangover from Las Vegas, from the Raiders tailgate, and it is not COVID. I got that checked, but something ain't right. And I blame Las Vegas. Gruden got dumped. So I think we really put down the ship on Las Vegas, a hell of a time, but still hurting from that. Let's get into our buy and sell segment of the show. What I like too is a lot of people are DMing me what they like, what they don't like, the buy and sells of the week. I love seeing them. This is always just from my standpoint, what I liked, what I didn't. Fire them in your way. I like seeing what you people think. Let's get right down to business here. First things first, right out of the gate, something that I'm going to buy. The Red Baron frozen pizza, I think, is light years ahead of other frozen pizzas. I think it totally flies under the radar. From a price standpoint, can't beat it. Better pizza for half the price. This is not an ad, just a guy who really, really enjoys a Red Baron pizza. You look at the Stouffer's pizza, who thrives on the French pizza. You look at the DiGiorno pizza that thrives on the deep dish. Red Baron does it all. Red Baron's got the thin crust. It's got the deep dish pizza. I think Red Baron does it all. I've been using it for a lot of the football Sundays recently. Hasn't steered me wrong. Red Baron frozen pizza, not to be fucked with. I'm going to buy that. By the way, the little deep dish pizzas that they have, throw that sucker in the air fryer. Thank me later. Buy your stock in Red Baron pizza. Next, football parties. I want to go ahead and sell. If you love the NFL like I do, most of you do listening to the show right now, if you love it the way Mikey Bear Down Cuz does, you enjoy the analysis, you enjoy the announcers, you enjoy the play-by-play. I think too often on Sundays, we want to have this big party or go to a bar and you just lose the true football Sunday experience. You got guys like Chris Collinsworth. You got guys like Tony Romo, Al Michaels, Brett Musburger, even Joe Buck to take you home. Let them take you through your football Sunday. You can't hear them when you have these big football parties. I think you stick to a three-person maximum and you keep it at that. I got to ask Mikey Bear Down when he comes on the podcast. He's a massive, massive Bears fan, and he had people over his house for his football Sunday. I'd be curious if he regrets it or not. Too often when you have these big parties, it takes you away from the game. There's too much side chatter going on, and you lose what brought you here in the first place, and that's the game of football. I take the football Sundays very, very seriously. I think you do a three-person max, but we'll ask Mikey Bear Down if he regretted that, especially with his Bears going against the Packers, who just, I mean, that's like his Super Bowl. I do wonder if he regrets having that many people over. You do the whole big spread, the spread that he looked, it looked like was phenomenal. But does he regret having that many people over for the Bears game? I'm selling the football parties. Keep it to a three-person max. Something that I'm going to buy. Dan Campbell out of Detroit, head coach, Detroit Lions, who are now 0-6. This guy pretty much went in on his quarterback, Jared Goff, and I thought it was spectacular. I think Dan Campbell is not only great for the internet, I think he's great for the NFL. He's got no filter. He calls it like it is. He's a football guy. And I just think the NFL has a tendency to just baby their quarterbacks, and they'll feed around the bush and get political. This alarm is just an absolute killer. Sell the living shit out of this fire alarm here at the Huxley residence. Dan Campbell, buy your stock in Dan Campbell. I love him. Jet, if you could play the clip of Dan Campbell talking about Jared Goff.
I feel like he needs to step up more than he has. And I think he needs to help us, you know, just like everybody else. And I think he's gonna need to put a little bit of weight on his shoulders here, and it's time to step up, make some throws, and do some things.
That's it right there. He stunk. He's absolutely stunk. Say that he stunk. Stop hiding around the media. Big Dan Campbell guy, buy that stock. Something that I'm going to sell took place Sunday here is the London football games. Sell the living shit out of the London game. There has never been an entertaining, hard-fought London football game, and it has nothing to do with London, nothing against London, but the teams that the NFL is sending to London just stink, and it's never entertaining. Dolphins-Jags was a nail-biter, and I wasn't biting any nails. Both teams stunk. Who cares who wins? They send Texans-Panthers, Jets-Falcons. It all stinks. They treat the London game like they treat the Thursday night football game. Just bad football teams. Every now and then, they throw a good team on the Thursday night football. They've never sent a good team to London. Never. The game stinks every single time. For the West Coast like myself, you got to wake up. The game starts at 6:30 in the morning, just way too soon. I don't mind foregoing the London game. I really, really don't. I just never think there's been an entertaining one. Moving on, something that I'm going to sell as well. So far we have bought the Red Baron pizza. We have sold the football parties. We have bought Dan Campbell, and we have sold the London football games. I'm going to go ahead and sell ESPN First Take. Max Kellerman has been booted off the show thanks to Stephen A. Smith wanting him gone. Stephen A. Smith always gets what Stephen A. Smith wants. I like Stephen A. Smith. I find him entertaining. I really do. But Max Kellerman was a crucial part to waking up in the mornings to First Takes. Did he have some awful takes? No question about it. But awful takes are entertaining. I thought the dynamic between Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman was very good, and I think that show is just plummeting in the ratings too. ESPN First Take is now the fifth most viewed show on ESPN. They get the prime time morning slot. And you know what? I'm not surprised. They booted Kellerman. I don't think they should have booted Kellerman. Kellerman had a tough act to follow coming in after Skip Bayless. I thought he's done an incredible job. Stephen A. boots him, and now the ratings are going down. I'm going to go ahead and sell ESPN First Take, which was really the holy grail of sports talk TV. Out the window it goes. Right now I am selling ESPN First Take. Stephen A. brings in a different guy each week. Michael Irvin. What's another one, Demo? Mina Kimes comes in there. Dan Orlovsky. It's just a rotation of people. Keep the same guy on the other end. It's too much. Sell ESPN First Take. And in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, we are moving on. I got to tell you what, Jet, something that caught my eye that I think is just a riot. Derrick Rose, New York Knicks, proposed to his girlfriend in Madison Square Garden at half court with nobody in the arena. Saw it on Instagram the other week. As we all know, the Knicks stink, and they have stunk for the past 10, 15 years. But besides maybe Julius Randle and Derrick Rose, I don't know how many people would have the right to call James Dolan and say, I'd like the entire arena to propose to my girlfriend. Taj Gibson is on the New York Knicks. Could you imagine Taj Gibson trying to close out all of Madison Square Garden? Hey, James, can I use the garden tonight? Not tonight, Taj. I think Metallica cover band is live in concert tonight. No, that was actually yesterday. Well, it's Billy Joel. Somebody is using the garden. I apologize, Taj. I just can't give it to you. Kevin Knox, Knicks rookie, still trying to prove himself. Imagine he calls James Dolan. James, can I have the arena tonight? Can't give you the keys, but here's what I can do. Game one, home opener, we play the Hawks. Why don't I put the proposal on the Jumbotron at about halftime for you? Which, by the way, the arena / stadium proposal, I think for sure is the worst proposal out there. I can't believe there's people still out there doing it. And I'm sorry to the listeners of the show that have proposed in the arena or via the Jumbotron. There's nothing special about it. It's like a teacher calling out attendance, just rattling off every single proposal. You get married, and then 2 seconds later, a couple in a section over is getting married right after you. It would be like sitting at a restaurant, getting down on a knee, and after you propose, every other table at the restaurant is dropping to a knee to propose. Excuse me, sir, when you and your girlfriend are done with your proposal, you mind taking my phone and taking a couple pics of my proposal? There's nothing special about it whatsoever. Or at the game on the Jumbotron, you propose to your wife, and then 3 seconds later, you got people trying to figure out what hat is hiding the ball. Hat number two, number two. They're playing games up there. They're telling you who won the 50-50 raffle while you're trying to just soak in the moment. It's a mess. And people still doing it. They're still doing it. Hannah, I've loved you all my life. Will you?
Defense, clap, clap, defense.
I just can't believe people are still doing that. But back to the Derrick Rose proposal. He had dinner at midcourt at Madison Square Garden, which I think is incredible. But the things that I do think about, where is the food coming from? Was there a waiter? God forbid that Mr. and Miss Rose needed a refill of water, perhaps more silverware. Do you know how long it takes to get from the Section 223 kitchen to midcourt? Next time you're at Madison Square Garden, go to Section 2 something, buy a hot dog, and imagine how long it would take to bring it down to Julius Randle. That food has got to be freezing cold by the time it gets there. Freezing. The food they got, was it out of the big business executive suites? Or did Derrick Rose do it the classic New York way and propose over a couple dirty water dogs? I would respect the hell out of him if he did, but I just don't know. Did they smash down a soft pretzel after the proposal? I don't know. These are the questions that I have. Will you marry me? 5 seconds later, Derek stuffing his face into a sausage and peppers the true New York way. I don't know. And when it was over, did Derek have to call James Dolan? Hey, James, thanks for the arena. Just want to let you know we just locked up. I left all the dishes at the baseline. It was great. Okay, was there any issues over there? Yeah, the shot clock kept going off every 24 seconds. Not sure what it was, but it was still fine. Thank you so much, James. Every 24 seconds, baby, I want to spend the rest of our lives together. Thanks for the arena, James. How many New York Knicks players would be able to pull that off? John Starks wouldn't have been able to pull that off. I don't know if Patrick Ewing would be allowed to pull that off. Fascinating. Congrats to Mr. and Miss Rose. Phenomenal proposal. Just don't do it on the Jumbotron. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, that takes us in to our prize pick segment. When I tell you Mikey Bear Down Cuz has been hot, he has been scorching hot. I have been saying that from week two. This man is putting money in the Brilliantly Dumb Faithful's pocket. This is exactly why we brought him on. This is exactly what he's doing, accompanied by Joey Coldcuts, who always stirs the pot some sort of way. Joey Coldcuts is the straw that stirs the drink. Found a way to piss Bear Down Cuz off. I don't know how, with how good we've been. There's been friction between the group from time to time in the best way possible. Here he comes, Mikey Bear Down Cuz, Joey Coldcuts. Let's see what they got for us this week. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to remind you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. You can support for 20 Bobby. That's the promo code 20 Bobby. I've already told you about what the Manscaped can do to your nutsack. Winter's coming around the corner. Protect your ball sack. Protect your nuts in the best way possible. I've told you about the Lawnmower 4.0. It ain't a game out here with Manscaped, ladies and gentlemen. Did I mention wireless charging? The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. Men, if you've been shaving with the same nut trimmer on your face, you've been doing it wrong. No person wants to end with pubes in their mouth. It's a bad look all the way around. Do right by your nutsack, the same nutsack that does right by you. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code 20BOBBY. That's 20BOBBY at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Your significant other will thank you. Manscaped, they carry your nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends at BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? Check out betterhelp.com/BDS. That's betterhelp.com/BDS. Take your mental health seriously. It's not a joke. It's not a game. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. BetterHelp, it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. Send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or conference calls. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/BDS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/BDS. You know, I got to tell you here, as we bring in our prize pick segment for the boys, and people are loving the boys being on the podcast, but I got to tell you, we had a big Sunday, really rallied. Prize Picks nailed it. Cut Bear Down Cuz is on fire. Cold Cuts hit his Thursday night pick. And then Mikey V, Cold Cuts goes and shows up 30 minutes late to the podcast when you're trying to enjoy your time at, I believe, the Hard Rock Casino.
Yeah, that's right. Coming to you live from the Hard Rock Sportsbook. Wow, what a hard life. He's at Atlantic City. I'm trying to fucking deal with rush hour traffic and a connection. This is what I'm dealing with. The site can't be reached. Cuts. I'm having technical difficulties here, and Bear Down's acting like the world is in.
Cuts. Let me explain something.
How about a little sympathy
for
the kid?
Well, let me tell you something. While you're on the fucking ninth green on a Tuesday, I'm wiping shit out of my kid's ass. Okay? So let's not talk about difficult fucking lives. Okay? Let's not go there. Let's just not go there.
Joey Coldcuts coming to
you. If I'm being honest, I think there's a little resentment because Bear Down's a little frustrated because Aaron Rodgers just steamrolled his Bears. And quite frankly, I think that's adding to the animosity that I'm dealing with right now, Bob, because I don't think normally, Bear Down, you'd be a lot more understanding.
I'm going to tell you why not at all. Number one, I expect to lose to that team every time we play. And until I will talk shit at any point when they take a lead against that team because it's so few and far between. But the bottom line is this: the Bears shot themselves in the foot a million times, like they always do. Opportunities were there. And let me explain something to you. You could mark it down. You could put it in a book, set it in stone, chisel it into a tablet. The Green Bay Packers are not winning the NFC this year. The Green Bay Packers are not winning the Super Bowl this year. And I love you, Cuts, and I'm sorry, but that's not as good a team as you had last year. It's just not. And we have half of our team injured. I understand that.
Our best players on defense are all hurt.
They are.
We haven't had one single game from Bakhtiari. We haven't had one single game from Za'Darius Smith. We now have our best corner, Jair Alexander.
I will tell you.
Correct.
And we made your team look like a mockery.
I will.
I disagree. It was 17-14 in the fourth quarter. So I disagree.
I will tell you something that I thought was very fascinating about Cole Kutz that I've never seen before. Bears go up early on the Packers, and he's throwing a temper tantrum. There was no temper tantrum thrown from Joey Cole Kutz, which is just something I've never seen. Kutz, is that from the history that you've seen of Bears Packers? Or is that just having faith in this Packer football team the way that you do before we get into our prize picks?
History repeats itself, Bob. And I'm going to tell you, after a decade of watching the Packers Bears, you know, it's like if you date a girl who just is not a good person, it doesn't matter how many chances you get and you give her, she's going to continue to break your heart. The Bears are that girl. They're not ever going to come through for you, Bear Down. And you keep going back to them. And I actually, quite frankly, I feel upset and I feel sad for you because you're a great guy. And I'd love to see you celebrate and be excited. It's not going to happen with this Bears team, Fields or no Fields. So, Bobby, to get back to your question, I think Aaron Rodgers is like 20-3 when it comes to playing the Bears. So, even if we're down, I always just believe he's going to come back and win. So quite frankly, I felt very confident in the game. I felt very confident in the pick. And I knew all along that the Bears wouldn't come through. They are who we thought they were.
Oh, did he go there, Mikey B? Did he go there? Was that necessary? Everything was fine. That last,
and also,
they wait, are who just, we thought. Wasn't that a little unnecessary?
I actually, by the way, Bobby, and Bear Down, you can attest to this. I was a very good winner yesterday. I wasn't rubbing it in. I wasn't a sore winner. Even when you guys were coming at me, I said, he who laughs last laughs the longest. And that's all I said.
Benny the Jet, if you could actually fire up the clip of Cold Cuts putting on his doing some type of reference towards his testicles, telling Bears fans to suck it. If you could please play
well,
that.
I didn't put that, Bobby, on the. I did not send that to Bear Down. I was just doing that in the moment.
That's ridiculous. If you could go ahead and fire up that.
I'm clip, being please. Framed now. I never sent that clip in.
It would be much appreciated. On another note here, gentlemen, another phenomenal job. Another week. It's. What I said to Mikey V is, honest to God, and I know we've said this before, and it defies all odds, the amount of picks that Mikey V has hit. Now, we have to parlay it with Prize Picks, but even the parlays, if you do from a straight bet perspective of Mikey V's hit to losses, I have never seen that win percentage that we – it's early in the season.
Well,
I've never seen –
he's been unbelievable, but I'm at 100%.
Oh, my God. Bear Down. Take it away.
I've taken two picks, and I've hit two picks. So, you know, Bear Down's been unbelievable, and I'll give you credit. I'm undefeated.
But you're boasting and gloating, Cutsy, when this guy is winning you so much fucking money. You're biting the hand that feeds you.
No, I'm not. It's Bear Down.
Because here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Thursday night, it was the first pick that you guys had together, okay? It was four players, three of them Bear Down, because one of them Joey Cold Cuts. The only pick that you were concerned with, Cold Cuts, was that Antonio Brown prop hitting. You didn't care what happened outside of that Antonio Brown.
No, I wanted to win. No, I wanted to win.
Bear Down, can
but
you?
But I have a reputation on the line, and now I understand the pressure that's put on Bear Down.
We, but we're a team here and we're doing great as a team, but you couldn't care about our total bet. You just wanted to hit your, in particular, Antonio Brown.
Well, of course I want to hit my pick, but I will say that I now appreciate the pressure that's been put on Bear Down. I appreciate. I was at work. I was strolling through trying to look at the Antonio Brown stats.
Bear Down, if you could please take the stage here, please.
All I have to say is for Joey to say he's picking 100% winners when he's made two picks is probably the biggest cuts he take, the biggest hashtag cuts he take I've heard in quite some time.
It's the truth.
Joe, you've made two picks. I've made 200.
Well, yeah, but I haven't had the chance to make more picks. Maybe I'm go 9 for 9.
Let me ask you something.
Would you rather be
2 for 2 in prize picks, or would you rather be 190 out of 200?
Well, I mean, if you extrapolate the 2 for 2 times 100, listen, Bear Down is as good as it gets. I'm not as good as him. I'm just saying that
this is not about better than who. It's not.
Bear Down cuts.
I get a real kick out of Cutsy saying he's 100% on his picks when he's made two. It's just very, and I love you, Cuts. Two great picks, by the way. And the Henry pick for tonight, you know, well, tomorrow, but Monday night, the Henry pick, I expect that to hit. I do.
Yeah, it's gonna hit. And quite frankly, that pick should never have been in there. That should be a minus 200 bet.
But
if you bet it on the site, they should never put that pick up.
Well, they tried to remove it. So
don't you?
Yeah, they tried, but they weren't successful.
By the way, Cold Cuts has been against our sponsor. Okay, each bet that we've been winning since Cold Cuts has jumped on, he goes on to the Prize Picks customer service. And absolutely wreaks havoc in their messages about
the payout was incorrect, and the customer service guy was jarring at me, Bob.
If you look at what he said and you match it up with Cold Cuts accounts, of course the customer service guy was absolutely right in regards to Cutsy's balance, and it has been every time he hits a bet, he messages the customer service, who gets right back to him, thanks to our sponsors over there at Prize Picks, promo code Bobby Props. Bear Down, because I want to ask you something that I talked about earlier on the show.
Yeah.
In regards to Football Sunday, you're the biggest Bears fan that I know. Mm-hmm. And you, to me, are a guy that likes to be watching the game, listening to the announcers, taking it all in. Our beloved people, part of our pod, in our group, Nikki Smigs, Matty Rigatoni comes over. You put out a huge spread, the whole nine yards, which is great. But I do wonder if you regret not being able to lock into that game the way you really want to where there's a lot of outside noise, there's a lot of side chatter, rather than just seeing Bears-Packers football and being totally locked in.
No, not at all. And I'm going to tell you why. That was a concern of mine until we started watching the game and how into the game Smigs and Rigatoni both were. I mean, they were fired up. Fired up. Yeah, we had the volume cranked. We had just the three of us in the man cave for the majority. My wife came down, you know, intermittently. But they were so into every play, as was I. Now, obviously, I probably was the conductor of the orchestra a little bit. But they were definitely into it to the level that I respect. They were into it to the level that I would expect from fans of a team. If you're going to call yourself a fan and you're a real big fan, you say you're a real big fan. They absolutely were 100% on the money. There were no distractions yesterday at all. There was none. We were locked into that game from kickoff to final whistle.
See, because
Aaron Rodgers touchdown, I'm sure you were dialed into that one.
Yeah, of course I was. Listen, Joe, you know what? You're a day late and a dollar short, cuz. Because you're talking about something that I've experienced for years on end. And I won't dump the girl. I'll keep pursuing the girl. That's the kind of cat I am, buddy. I'll keep pursuing because I don't know when to stop. I'm a loyal cat. That's just the type of guy I am. Maybe you're the type of guy that'll leave her high and dry on the street corner. That's not me. That's not who I am. So
I know
that's
a much prettier, much nicer girl who would be much more willing to bring you on in and show you a good time, Bear Down.
Bear Down, I can tell you, you do not want one of those. You do not want
One of those.
I would never entertain something like that. Never.
All right. Perfect time to move on here. We got picks to make here, gentlemen. I actually, just to touch on the, what I asked you, Bear Down, I had Cold Cuts had to get his uncle from the airport mid-football Sunday. Debatable on how we feel about that, but I got to do what you got to do. I had two people over, and it was fine. We were having a great football Sunday. The brother asked his twin brother if he wanted to come by, who I love, great guy. But that third person, which made it four total,
took it
to a point where there's too much side conversation. It's not football Sunday. And I was having a great football Sunday. And I love these guys. But the three of us, perfect. You add a fourth, total game changer. But
see, fellas, I think if you're having a gathering to watch a particular game in which everyone who's coming is a fan of the team that's playing, it's a different story. I think you could have 10 people over if they're all a fan of the same team and you're watching that one game, because everyone should be locked in. But if you're just having general like population over for that's why I hate Super Bowl Sunday. I got to be honest. Well,
totally agree.
The Bears never play on Super Bowl Sunday. That's one thing, but Super Bowl Sunday sucks because like it's not even the full, like it's just a mishmash. It's not like you're not, I'm not locked into it. That's probably the last game I get locked into on the whole season. Really, it is.
That causes a big dilemma for me too, because this year when the Packers make it, I don't know who I can have over to watch Super Bowl with me. Maybe Bob and me, and that's maybe Ticket. That's maybe it, Bob.
You better let me tell you something.
He better hope the Packers win
because I got news for you. Volani is going to jump on you hard. Ooh. And that's a big boy coming at you, Cold Cuts.
Now, Mikey V, can I ask you a question?
I guess. I mean, Mikey, you can. Just think about what you're going to ask me before you. Make sure it's appropriate for the pod.
No, of course, appropriate.
Okay, go ahead.
Question for you. So for someone who disdains and hates Aaron Rodgers as much as he does.
I don't.
That's the thing I don't. So theoretically, if he left the Packers this year and say from some alternate universe went to go to the Bears, would you welcome him with open arms?
1,000,000%. Absolutely. 1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. But here's the thing. I used to hate Rodgers so much, but now I have Stockholm Syndrome. So Stockholm Syndrome, you know, like when you fall in love with your kidnapper, that's what's happened to me with Aaron Rodgers, because he's done this so often year in and year out that at this point now I've given up. I'll root vehemently against them when they actually play, but as a quarterback, as a player, I'm done hating the guy. The guy owns every team in the league when it comes to clutch moments, last second. Now in the playoffs, it's a different story. He's had his struggles for whatever reason, and I'm not going to go through the laundry list of, we think it's coaching, we think it's this, we think it's that. He's got to do better in the playoffs, period. I don't care. If you're going to be a legendary quarterback with the kind of talent he's had there, and I know some people, you know, want to argue he hasn't had the kind of skill guys he's had, he's got to have more rings, period. If he wants to be that legendary status, he needs to do that. And but other than that, I mean, there's no denying the guy is a super human quarterback. He's not, and I respect the shit out of that. I do, because I
when he goes the after the touchdown, he goes, I still own you. I still like, yeah, that doesn't bother you.
No, you know what? I wish I had a guy with balls like that on my team. And I think Fields is that guy. And I think Fields will get there. I don't know if he'll be as good as Rodgers. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I think Fields has that kind of swagger to him. I think the game means that much to Fields. It's just with this coaching staff and this whole setup that they have there as of right now, it ain't going to go down as it is now. They got to do some major overhaul.
Okay.
They got to do some major overhaul.
Now let's get back on the money train now, gentlemen. Okay, Bears Packers is over. We've been hitting hard. Now, what happened in the recent episodes? You usually don't mess with the hot shooter, but apparently we subbed in another shooter to go alongside Mike Bear Down Cuz, and Joey Cold Cuts is going to be giving a pick with him. Cold Cuts hit his Thursday pick, but the overall pick did not hit. Sunday, we asked Mikey Bear Down Cuz for a pick. All picks hit. He hits the parlays again. We got another one going tonight. Thursday night football, gentlemen. Okay. We're going to do 2 to 3 Mikey V's, Mikey Bear Down Cuz picks, and then we're going to go to the Joey Cold Cuts pick for Thursday night football. Prize pick, promo code Bobby Props. Come join us It's a blast. If you can't already tell, Mikey V, what are we looking at Thursday coming to you live here from the Hard Rock Sportsbook? What a better place for Mikey V to be.
So again, we're very limited in what we see right now, Bob. You know, again, we're limited. If you I have mine, you have yours. Go ahead. Tux. You got yours. Go ahead.
So there's glitches in Prize Picks. It's been glaring with this Derrick Henry, the touchdown over 0.5%. That is a wash. That is a given. I have found another glitch in Prize Picks even early on this week. And that is going to be my pick for this week. It is opposite of what we normally do. We normally take overs, so you're rooting for it to hit. This week, I'm taking an under. And I feel very confident in this under because it is a glitch. Odell Beckham Jr. to have 56.5 yards receiving. And news to the wise, he may not even play because he was injured Sunday and is dealing with a shoulder injury. So he may not even play. So it may be the easiest hit of your life if you take the under now. It's available right now. He has not been cleared to play. Even if he does play, he's playing up against one of the toughest secondaries in football, which is the Denver Broncos defense, which is going to cause Mayfield to have a long, long day. So I think this is a hammer home pick.
Okay. Now he's very.
I don't know why Bob's laughing. I thought that was a very in-depth analytical job.
Every time I have good reasoning behind these picks.
He's just very riled up this evening. He's very.
I want to continue at 100%, Bob. Okay. I'm not ready to solidify my picks yet, so stay tuned for that. But I do like something that's trending. Noah Fant is coming off a very big game, the tight end from Denver. I think this could be an advantageous position for him on the number that he's at right now. I think it's 48.5 or 49.5 receiving yards. I could see that going over very easily. He's a beast when he's healthy, and I think he's finally healthy again. I think he had something like 9 catches for 100 this Sunday. So I like the Noah Fant over as of right now. And then other than that, we're very limited. We only have, you know, the Mayfield yardage total passing, and we have the Teddy Bridgewater yardage total passing. I think both quarterbacks are going to get limited by these defenses. So might want to see if those numbers get any higher, looking at an under for passing yardage total for either one of those gentlemen. I don't mind Cutsy's thought process on the under that Mayfield may struggle. So maybe we do look Mayfield under total yardage. I think the game is in Cleveland, or is it in Denver? If it's in Denver, that makes a huge difference too, because these Thursday night road teams usually struggle a little bit. So I mean, that could play a factor too. I'm not positive where the game is.
Okay, so Mikey Beardown Cuz wants to hold off on the pick. Okay.
Noah Fant over, probably. Noah Fant over is probably going to happen.
Yeah, probably a Noah Fant over. Cold Cuts.
I like that pick.
We know he's going to be watching it. Cold Cuts is going to be going for the Odell Beckham under. Stay tuned on the Instagram for more for that. Now, fellas, what I'm going to do, with how much people have loved you two coming on the show, the feedback we've got for it, I said, fuck it. You know what? We got a great ass Bob question today in the voicemail. I said, I'm going to throw it to Bear Down and Cuts as well. We could talk about it. Before I let you boys go, the Ask Bob segment, everybody's favorite segment, will be done with Mikey Bear Down Cuz and Joey Cold Cuts, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, let me know if you can hear this. Here comes our voicemail this afternoon. Colin Williams out of Alabama. Let's let it rip.
Hey, Bob, this is Colin Wilkes calling from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And I'm just wondering if you perhaps maybe have a top 5 candy bar for us. I'm usually not a big candy bar guy, but recently I've been hanging out in the Crimson Tide Battalion's cadet day room. And they have this snack bar where you can, you know, donate $1, get a candy bar. And they've got a wide variety of Baby Ruth, Snickers, Three Musketeers, Hershey's, Reese's, you name it, the works. And I think different candy bars serve different purposes. I think they're a morale boosting for candy bars, and I think they're more like tactical candy bars, such as a Snickers. Like a Snickers gets the job done. But I just want to know if you have maybe a top 5 to lay on us, you know, and I don't know how you want, what merits a good candy bar, but please hit us with it, Bob. Please. I need to know. Thank you. Have a good day.
I think it's a phenomenal question, and I think what better way to start that question with Mikey Bear Down, because Bear Down, we want your top five in order candy bars. Let it rip.
Let me just say this first. The fact that someone from Alabama calls you and gives a take like that is just, it's just otherworldly. Anyway, top five candy bars in order right off the bat is tough, man. Tough right off the bat. That's a big ask. All right, we'll go number one. I'm going to go with the Twix bar. The Twix candy bar is going to be my number one. You're getting two candy bars for the price of one. I think that kind of a deal can't be overlooked, by any means. I don't think it can be overlooked. Number two, I agree with the gentleman when he said Snickers. It just always does get the job done. You got your peanut in there, your caramel, your nougat. Number three, I'm going to have to go with the does anyone know the Nestle Buncha Crunch, the Buncha Crunch bar? At number four, I'm going to have to go ahead and say the Baby Ruth bar. I think Baby Ruth is a classic candy bar, solidified, obviously, in the movie Caddyshack when it was, mistaken for a piece of shit floating in a country club pool. But nevertheless, the Baby Ruth delivers at all times, in my opinion, I'm a big peanut guy, so I'm a little biased towards any kind of a bar with peanuts in it. I just am. And then to wrap it up, number five, to close it out, I'll probably go with a standard Hershey bar, but I do enjoy the Hershey bar with almonds in it. I'm a big Hershey bar with the almond in it. So that would be my number five candy bar, would be the Hershey bar with almonds.
The Twix line is, there is so much truth to that. You get two bars. There's something to be said for that, and I don't think that's ever been said, and that's a fact. This is going to be an interesting list. Joey Coldcuts, to close us down, let it rip.
I like where Bear Down's head's at with the two bars for one price, but I'm going to up him one better. In a bar where you get three in one package, and I'm going to go with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You give me three of those bad boys, down the hatch anytime, the peanut butter and chocolate are an insatiable combo.
I don't mean to interrupt you,
but if you don't think Reese's crossed my mind as like a number one, but that's not a bar.
I got an issue with this. I got two issues with this.
It's a chocolate.
A, it's not a bar. And B, it has two cups in it, not three.
No, it has three.
I don't know what Reese's bars you're eating.
The Canadian Reese's cup packaging comes with three cups.
No, I always do the king size Reese's peanut butter cups.
Sorry, we had a little bit of technical difficulties there. We're calling Reese's cups erroneous. Totally erroneous.
I can't go with Reese's. It's my favorite.
Not a bar. Not a bar.
That is absurd.
Put it as a bar, and then we'll put it in the comments of people.
All right. Get rid of Reese's. It's fine. I'm always up against Joe,
you would have got roasted in the comments. You would have got roasted
to shreds. Now, you got torn to shreds.
I love chocolate. Reese's is my favorite too, bro. I hear you, but it's not a bar. It's not a bar.
All right. I'll switch it up then. Give me for the number one, I'll go O. Henry. All right. Oh, Henry always delivers. It's very good. Number two, we will go with Snickers. I do agree with Bear Down. It's a delicious candy bar. It's very, very delicious. And I have no problems with that. Number three, I'm going to go Hershey's Cookies and Cream. Very undervalued. Very underappreciated.
Good bar.
Always hits close to home. You can have it at any time of the day. Very good. Number four, I will go with the Crunchy. I like the Crunchy. I think it's very good. Bob, why are you laughing? You didn't laugh once when Bear Down made his picks. Can I get a little respect?
I just want to know what the Crunchy is. I've never heard of the Crunchy.
Cadbury's Crunchy. It has like...
I've heard of Cadbury egg. I've never heard of Cadbury Crunchy.
It's lined with toffee. It's delicious.
I'm still trying to figure out what an O. Henry is.
I mean, I've heard of O. Henry.
O.
Henry is unbelievable. It's one of the longest standing candy bars of our generation.
He picked the Derrick Henry prop, so he had to go with the O. Henry candy bar to make sure.
Well, you know what? My first pick, first of all, my first pick got disqualified. My second pick I'm laughed out of the building.
What's your five?
No, Cuts. No, that's not true.
What's your five?
Number five, give me Mars bar. I'm not a big chocolate guy.
Okay, all right.
I like gummies. I like candies. I'm not a big chocolate bar guy.
Okay.
Reese's is the best candy, Joe. So it you're is. Not Thank off on that. Unfortunately, though, this guy asked for bars, and that's a difficult ask. It is a difficult ask.
Who the fuck knows five bars off the top of their head? I'm not also a 7-Eleven. Fair question.
I agree with the Reese's part. I would have put Reese's up there too. I'm ruling it not a bar. We can ask the Brilliant Unfaithful for that.
That's fun. No, I'm not disagreeing with you, Bob. I'm just saying that it's by far the best candy.
Number one.
Now, Reese's.
Number one, I want Twix. Number one, I'm going Twix. Number two, I'm going Kit Kat.
Oh, the Kit Kat. I forgot Kit Kat. Can I switch out Kit Kat for the crunchy?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not. He should have to keep the crunchy.
The crunchy's very good.
No, you got to keep the crunchy. You got to keep the crunchy.
Because I totally forgot about Kit Kat. Kit Kat would 100% be my top five.
I did too. I'm not a big candy bar guy.
But you got to stick with what you said. Unfortunately, that's the way this goes. It sucks.
Number two, I got Kit Kat. Number three, I got Snickers.
Bob's list is killing it. Go ahead, Bob.
Number four, 100-gram bar.
It's a good bar.
I
love 100-gram bar. And then number five, I will, thankfully, I was in the driver's seat for that. I had home field advantage. What I wouldn't have originally had, I was going to go with the Hershey's chocolate bar, but I love Cuts' spin on it, on the cookies and cream. So
a little love comes my way, Hershey's finally.
Cookies and cream.
No, I like that too, Cuts. I like that too.
Jed, if you could fire those up. Fellas, I love you both. Let's keep the train moving. We'll see you next time on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You guys' appearances get better and better. I love you, boys.
All right. Let's have this bear down, Cuts. Hey.
Bear down cuts.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.